This is Mark Hostetler with Hush Blackwell Sanders in St. Louis, Missouri. This is another in a series of podcasts for Prepared Foods Magazine. Today we're going to look at two issues, one involving Proposition 65 in the state of California, the other recent FDA guidance to the industry regarding fresh-cut fruits and vegetables. With regard to the state of California, Proposition 65, the Safe Drinking Water and Toxic Enforcement Act of 1986, was enacted as a ballot initiative in November of 1986. The proposition was intended to protect California citizens and the state's drinking water sources from chemicals known to cause cancer, birth defects, or other reproductive harm, and to inform citizens about exposures to such chemicals. Proposition 65 requires the governor to publish, at least periodically, a list of chemicals known to the state to cause cancer or reproductive toxicity. The Proposition 65 is a familiar warning in restaurants within the state of California. Recently, the California Superior Court has held that certain provisions of California's Safe Drinking Water Act are preempted for meat and poultry products by the Federal Meat Inspection Act. The state had cited retailers and meat producers for failing to provide the Proposition 65 warning for dioxins and polychlorinated biphenyls. The ground beef in question had passed federal inspection, and the court stated that the warning could mislead consumers into believing that the meat was unsafe for human consumption or had not passed federal inspection. The court held that the preemption applied only to labeling and not point of sale or other displays which did not constitute labeling. The decision continues to leave open the potential that point-of-sale warnings under Proposition 65 could be enforced against grocery stores, restaurants, and other sellers of meat and poultry products. The food industry is continually interested in the potential for preemption and the conflict of between state and federal regulations. This case will be interesting to watch. With regard to fresh-cut fruits and vegetables, the FDA has published a final guidance document entitled Guidance for Industry, Guide to Minimize Microbial Food Safety Hazards of Fresh-Cut Fruits and Vegetables. The guidance is published in the Federal Register of February 25, 2008. The text of the guidance document has not changed from the previously published draft final version, which was published in March of 2007. The guidance document advises processors of fresh-cut produce how to minimize microbial food safety hazards common to the processing of fresh-cut fruits and vegetables. FDA encourages processors to, quote, take a proactive role in minimizing microbiological food safety hazards potentially associated with fresh-cut produce, but stop short of requiring a mandatory HACCP, or Hazard Analysis of Critical Control Points, plan. The guidance makes a number of suggestions. Processors should consider implementing a HACCP-like system to prevent, eliminate, or reduce hazards associated with the processing of fresh-cut products. Such steps should include company policies related to safe handling and safe sanitary practices to be implemented by all employees who have access to production or processing areas. In the areas of water quality and supply, including the treatment of water, processors should maintain records in various areas, according to FDA. These records should contain sufficient detail to reflect important product information and practices. As we are becoming increasingly used to, FDA is recommending that processors establish and maintain written recall or traceback procedures to respond to food safety problems when they arise. Because contamination can occur prior to the fresh cut fruit or produce arriving at the processor's facility, FDA recommends that processors should become aware of practices used by their suppliers, should keep in contact with those suppliers, and periodically to have the suppliers' procedures evaluated by food safety experts for compliance with an overall HACCP-like safety program. Processors should encourage the adoption of safe practices by all of their production partners, including their suppliers, going back as far as produce growers and packers. The guidance covers a number of areas, including personnel, building and equipment, sanitation, production and process controls, documentation and records, as well as recall. Thank you.